Let's get into this conversation. We're talking about preparing your financial capacity for your children when they go to university. The reality is the costs related to getting your child or nephew or niece or whatever the situation may be into a tertiary institution, the reality is that that is quite costly. And year on year, families are confronted with this particular cost. And this afternoon, we're saying, okay, how do we best prepare ourselves financially for the costs associated with this? And we want to be able to say, okay, how do I make certain adjustments at this point in life where my child is this old or however it is to get them ready for when they go to university in 10 years, 12 years, 20 years, or whatever the situation may be? How do I ensure that I've got the right financial capacity and muscle to be able to afford this comfortably? Joining me this afternoon to help us navigate this seemingly sometimes confusing and overwhelming conversation is Sizwe Maduna, who's the Apprentice Financial Planner at ASI Wealth. And he joins us to be able to unpack this. Sizwe, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to Drive 3 to 6.
Hi, Rosie. Thank you very much for having me.
Sizwe, I mean, this is a conversation that for a lot of parents, it can feel very daunting. And some parents might be thinking, oh my goodness, it's my first child. This child has only just gone to grade R. I'm no way thinking about varsity or tertiary institution. Maybe paint the picture for all of us. What are some of those common financial challenges that parents face when it comes to funding university fees and being confronted with that?
100%. So the first thing when you're starting off is that building that discipline. That's very, very important. The first road to 100,000 is the most important because that's where you start to notice the percentage return in what you're getting into investment. After that is just sticking with it because you've built that discipline. But after that, what you often find for a lot of parents is that once you're at a later stage, the real challenge is dealing with, you know, the cost of living, unfortunately, right? Because your child, you know, is already like, let's say 16, 15, whatever they may be. What a lot of parents find as a challenge is just that, you know, the cost of living is just so high that you find it very difficult then to adapt. But the lesson to that is just start as early as possible.
I was speaking to someone just yesterday. I was talking to my barber and he was saying his son is 2 years old, but he's already got an account that he's trying to put money aside for when his son goes to university. When you're speaking about start yeah. as early as possible, is that as early as you're speaking about?
100%. Even before you have a child or even once you're the two, whatever it may be. I mean, compound interest is the eighth wonder of the world, as Warren Buffett says. So as early as 2 years old. Is good enough.
Let's talk about, you know, some different saving strategies, because now for someone you say quickly get to that 100,000 as soon as possible, and someone is thinking, oh my goodness, 100,000, it feels like it's going to take me three lifetimes to try save that amount. What are some saving strategies that parents can consider? Say they are in a stage where, let's maybe paint two pictures. Let's talk about parents that don't have a child yet. They're planning to fall pregnant and they're considering doing this for the moment they give birth to their child, and we'll talk about the second group after that.
All right, awesome. So if that in that situation, the thing is just you can open up a unit trust. Reason why you want to go for that is it's like lower cost, but the main thing is just go with an investment that's very flexible, low cost. Once you do that, just build the discipline of putting some money into that investment. Build that discipline. That's the most important thing. And then once you've taken that step, the rest just comes a bit more smoother.
Yeah. And let's talk to the parents that are maybe in a space where they're saying, I've got a child who's 8 years old, who's in grade one right now, and I'm already kind of going, okay, yes, in 12 years' time, this is something that they're going to have to confront, that they're probably going to be going to first year university by then. What options do they have where it would be, in comparison to before the child is born or starting at 2 years old, they would be referring to themselves as late, quote unquote? What strategies can they take?
Yeah. All right. The first thing then with that, in fact, that could apply to even the early stage. You want to assess what the cost would be once the child gets to university, right? Because the thing is, that's the most important thing to understand. Because what you can do to do that is just take what the cost of education is today, assuming that your child, you know, will be studying, you know, engineering, whatever it may be. Take that cost, And then what you want to do is if for every year up until you know they get to that age where they'll be going to university, just apply, let's say, between a 6 to 10% increase in terms of what that the education cost will look like at that time. They'll give you a better picture of, okay, what is the end figure that you're looking at? And then speak to your advisor, but like, how do you work that back to make sure you're investing in the right amount every single month in order to get you to that stage where you can then afford that education quite comfortably?
Yeah, and I get for a lot of parents, that's where they're able to get to a round figure of sort, to be able to break it down to per month and get to an amount that works out for them. But Cesar, the question then comes in, should I be trying to save to be able to fund the entire journey of the university, that by the time they matriculate that I should be able to go, okay, here you go, this is enough for you to go from first year to even your honours? Or should I be looking at a certain percentage of their university fees, ideally, for this to be able to cover?
Well, that's a bit of a tricky one, because, you know, you're just not sure what your child's going to study, you know? I mean, that's going to be their choice at the end of the day. So what you can do from your side as a parent is always just go with the base, right? If you get that done, at least you know, you have the comfort to know that the majority of your child's education is covered for. If you can, do go for a bit more of the extra stuff. But, you know, you shouldn't hold yourself to that and you have so much pressure. Say, okay, I'm going to have to save up so much money. That's going to take so much from my budget every single month. Take it easy on yourself. You know, do your best. Make sure at least you cover the basics first, and if you can, go for the extra.
Yeah. Now, Cesar, I mean, one of the things that we also hear quite a bit about in South Africa is these education policies, these education plans that are said to be quite assisting families and parents alike to be able to put some finances aside towards this. Is this something that someone could be able to consider, especially because what we've spoken about is very much on, I ensure that I put this in this unit trust, or I ensure that I do that calculation to figure out that particular amount. Are there platforms, programs, or products like that that one can be able to take advantage of, especially if someone is saying, oh my goodness, I'm struggling to just be disciplined towards saving for myself and building an emergency fund, let alone something as significant as this?
Well, yeah, that 100%. Like, as South Africans, we're really spoiled for choice. But when it comes to this topic, honestly, when you're looking at whatever investment that you're putting into, it could have, you know, it could be like an education benefit, an education build, or whatever it may be. The three intrinsic things that you want to look like. The first thing is, what are your costs? Which means, what are the fees you're paying? How much would you need to contribute? And at the end of the day, what are you getting back in return? Those are the fundamental things of any investment. The other stuff is just a nice, you know, wrap around it. So that's, if you have a look at that, make sure that you get a very low cost investment, you get decent returns, you know, compared to the market, and you can put in a good amount every single month, then you should know that you'll be able to plan well for your child's education.
Cesar, thank you so much, man. This has actually been quite enlightening. I think for a lot of parents, that's just like, man, I've never had to think so actively about this, and now I'm having to apply myself to see where can I start preparing at which point. And maybe as we conclude the conversation, what final advice do you have for parents that are just starting the university savings journey, perhaps out of this conversation, or maybe it might be something they considered from earlier this year?
I say just get started. I think that's the biggest thing that most people struggle with. Get started, build the discipline, stick with it. You'll thank yourself in the future.
100%. Cesar, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time and your insight just in navigating this particular conversation. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Horsey. Have a lovely one.
Same to you. Thank you.